Why Free Phones Are Expensive. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. You may have one of those phones that you got at no upfront cost, or at least a reduced price, with your expensive two-year contract. Well, it wasn't free as it might have been advertised. What you've done is buy the phone, but at sort of a mystery price, and spread the payments over the life of your contract. But somewhere deep down, you knew that, right? Sasha Segan, who covers mobile phones for PCMag.com, says this free phone business is a bad deal for consumers.
You are basically overpaying for your phone during the course of your two-year contract, as opposed to paying much less upfront. Now, most of the carriers don't give you an option. They want to lock you into those two-year contracts, which further reduce customer choice. They want to overcharge for these phones because they're hiding the price of the phone. The price of the phone basically becomes secret. And they want to keep their customers happy in that way. Now, T-Mobile has recently taken a radical move, and they're offering these cheap plans that don't include subsidies. They're saying you can go ahead, you can buy a phone at full price, and you get the money back every month, basically, that would have been baked into your contract. Over 24 months, you're almost guaranteed to save money.
Wow, I wish that option would have existed to me when I got my T-Mobile Android phone. It didn't at the time, I don't think.
Except it's going to fail.
Why?
Well, it's a great idea. But frankly, Americans love free. And they love no money down, where you're deferring all of your costs off into the future, no matter even if it's disadvantage if it disadvantages you in the long term. And that's basically what these contracts do. They look great up front, but they disadvantage you in the long term, and Americans just don't think long term.
There are ways around this subsidized phone business. You can buy a cheap phone with prepaid minutes, for example.
Yeah, and let me say that there are carriers that have never had subsidies. For instance, that's one of the ways Cricket and MetroPCS are so cheap. They're cheap monthly because they're not baking the price of a subsidized phone into their contracts. And so you see there, once again, you save much more money over 24 months than you would end up saving on a phone up front.
So you see no solution to this problem that would work then?
I don't see a solution because it's about consumer psychology. It's about deferred gratification. It's about our nation being addicted to credit cards. To change this situation and to save people money, people have to get used to buying things they can afford up front. There's one way that I think things could change, which is if the government – now, I'm not talking about the government manipulating pricing or anything – but if they just had a truth in billing law where you got to see every month how much of your monthly money is getting kicked towards this phone subsidy, and you got to see on your bill, hey, I just paid $240 for a $150 phone. Huh. People might start changing their behavior.
Sasha Segan with the PC Mag Digital Network. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.